Hello, everyone in the Inner Circle Network. Welcome to our monthly call. This is Carmela. And let me tell you, today has been an amazing day. This is my fourth event for today, fourth level of responsibility. We had a very early morning, and we hosted the very first Live to Lead simulcast here in Vidalia. They're typically over 100 miles away, so it's the first time it's been hosted here in Southeast Georgia. So we made history today, and I'm very excited that God used us to do that. And we had some great businesses that were represented, and the speakers were absolutely phenomenal. Simon Sinek, Liz Wiseman, Dan Cassie, and John Maxwell, and it was amazing. And from that event, from today's event, I have probably four requests for proposals before I could get out of the building, actually at our first break. And I tell you, when we first started with this Live to Lead, we didn't get a lot of feedback. And I think that people, you know, here, I think it's a little different for simulcast. But I challenge you in your business to be different. I challenge you not to have the status quo business, not to have the status quo idea. Don't be the status quo speaker. Don't be the status quo ministry. Think different. That was one of the things that Dan Cassie said today with Chick-fil-A. That's one of their four guiding principles, is to think differently. And everybody in the beginning may not understand exactly what it is that you are called to do, but the audience that God has for you will be there, and it'll be a great reward because you follow God and not the popular opinion of the people. So that's kind of my aha moment from today. Also, never look at numbers, because you only need one person to believe in you, and it'll absolutely change your business, your ministry. Even if you're up for promotion, if this is self-improvement for you, it only takes one person to take notice, and it changes everything. I've been working with Thai Union, and the HR manager at Thai Union believes in what we do wholeheartedly. She is working on our behalf. It's amazing that she's using her gifts, her relationships, for our business, and she is like calling her friends and saying, listen, I got somebody that you need to meet. And it's just absolutely amazing to see how this thing is unfolding that comes simply from being obedient. So that's kind of what I want to share with you tonight. Just do what God has called you to do and be faithful in it, and you'll meet who you need to meet. On Monday night, Will did a call of the Inner Circle Network team, listen in on that call and share the insight on the page. So that call was from November 14th, Monday, November 14th. So if you go to the Inner Circle Network and you look up, go back to November 14th, you'll be able to see some of the insight that was shared from that telephone call. And there was a couple things that I wanted to share from the call myself. One of the things I've already shared in the group was Dr. Meisner said to use the 24/7/30 technique. And I want to make sure you understand what that is. 24/7/30 technique. What usually sets us apart, businesses apart, is the system that they have for follow-up. So you have to ask yourself, do you have a system in place for follow-up? A system and random are two different things. You know, sometimes we do things randomly if we get time, and I'll get around to it. But I'm talking about really putting a system of follow-up in place. And listen, this is 2016. We're going into 2017. There are tools that you can use to automate things for you. You just got to, you know, set aside an hour a week, and you can automate all of your posts. You can automate your emails, and I'm not saying keep it cold, but, you know, you got to just use wisdom when you're doing these things. But the 24/7 principle says within 24 hours you follow up with a handwritten note. Handwritten note. Now, I understand that sometimes you can go ahead and send that email to touch base with them, but send the handwritten note. This is mastering the basics. I send handwritten notes, and I'm telling you, it really set me apart from other people. the seven represents within 7 days, connect with them on social media. This is we're in a time where there's so many millennials, and everyone is in social media. Social media is what we make it, and if you use it as a tool for your business, we can't separate your personal page, even if it's private, from your business page. They're all connected because you are your brand. So within 7 days, connect with them on social media. Just send them a little note. Let them know, hey, you know, I'm glad I connected with you. It makes a difference. And then within 30 days, set an appointment to speak with them. And in that appointment, don't try to sell them anything. Just get to know them. This business is about building relationships. I'm telling you, that's it in a nutshell, because when you build healthy business connections and healthy relationships, the word of mouth will speak for you. So let's briefly talk about what does that look like, healthy business relationships. That means that you don't do all the talking. You don't have a healthy business relationship if the conversation is one-sided. Our job, when we call that meeting, is to find out all we can about the other person. Don't steal the mic. Don't one-up them. And these are things that you have to be intentional about, because we will do it and not realize that we do it. When they share a story about their baby, don't share a story about your baby. When they share a story about their trip, don't share a story about your trip. Just listen and see if you can find common ground, one. And two, see if you can find an area that they may be gifted in that you're not. Show them that you value them and their input, and ask them questions. And if they try to flip the conversation on you, you know, you can say something and then ask them another question, because the key is in asking the questions. This is about building relationships, letting people know that you value them, their relationships. The HR manager that I was sharing with you about, I know a lot about her. There were times that we would get there 45 minutes early just to get in the room and get set up and just kind of relax, because, you know, life gets busy sometimes, and I just needed to shift my mindset. And there'd be times that she would just stand in the room with us and just talk. We were not talking about business. We were not talking about the next proposal. I was just getting to know her and just listening to her. And she just asked me for a proposal for next year, and I'm thinking she's going to choose one piece of it, and she said, I want it all. So now I'm setting up a meeting to meet with their new general manager. She says, I want it all, and this is what I need for you to do. I need for you to bring the examples. I need for you to bring, you know, I need for you to say this. And she's coaching me and prepping me for this meeting. It's because of relationships. We have to listen more, talk less. That is so important. Listen more, talk less. And if you say, I already do that, you don't. It's like, now, why are you going to tell me what I do and what I don't do? Because when we get to that point where we think we know everything, then we need to pause anyway. So I encourage you to pause and listen even more, because I promise you there's something that you can get out of it. Also, this past weekend, I had a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to minister to some women at a women's retreat in Stone Mountain, and it was a great opportunity to minister to them on the power of reflection and the power of pausing and finding the good, just taking a moment to reflect. Like I said, today this is my fourth assignment for today, so I haven't even had a moment to reflect. I probably won't get one until next Monday, but it's important to take that time and reflect. I'm going to shift a little bit. So in the beginning, we talked about building healthy relationships. You're going to get two lessons in one, right? When your stuff is structured, it don't take a lot of time to say it. So I just want to share these jewels with you. These are nuggets. That's the word I'm looking for. So what do you include when you're charging? Now, on Saturday, I am doing a discovery meeting workshop, and I'm going to be telling you, sharing with the people the different questions to make sure that you get answered when you are having your discovery meeting. Now, your discovery meeting is your first meeting with a prospect. It's after you've built relationship, and now they want to either bring you in to speak, or they want to purchase your services, they want to partner with you. This is your discovery meeting. I never give prices prior to a discovery meeting, and I never give prices at the discovery meeting because there are some certain things that I have to factor in my spreadsheet. So if you're taking notes, I encourage you to write these things, these next few things down that I'm getting ready to share with you if you charge. If you don't charge yet and you're still in the planning phases of your business and your ministry, I still encourage you to write this down so you'll have it when you need it. Remember, you're building tools, you're building resources for what's to come. So what I have in here, for instance, when I do a workshop, so I'm going to share with you exactly the formula that I use when I do a workshop. So I would say it like this. On one line, I use this as a spreadsheet. It's a spreadsheet, so it does all the math for me, but I'm going to share it with you. So I enter the number of participants that's going to be in that workshop, the number of participants, the cost per workbook, because when I give a quote, I give a quote for everything. I don't nickel and dime people. When they hire me, I will be the easiest person that they ever work with. That's what my coach told me. I was like, what do you need? What do I do in my first corporate assignment? He said, be the easiest person ever. Get your own water. Learn how to set up the equipment yourself. And that's what I have done. When I get there, all I need help with is getting in because of security. Once security gets me to the conference room, I know how to turn on that projector. I know how to get the computer up. We set up our own room. We break down our own room. We're easy. We're easy to work with. So it's all inclusive. So you have number of participants, the cost per workbook, and the number of sessions. Number of participants, cost per workbook, and number of sessions. And that's going to give you one rate. 10 times 10 times 6. That will be $600. Your next line, there is a, I'm reading formulas too, I'm sorry. I probably should have wrote this out, but I'm pulling it straight out of my, spreadsheet. So I'm going to come back to the business profit. Then in the salary line, so you come down to another line, I put what my salary is. What is it that I want to make in every session? A typical session for me is 1 hour because these people are at work, and that's about as much time as I can get. So, for instance, if I wanted to make $500 an hour, we're going to have six sessions. It will multiply 500 times six, and it's in a column that says my salary. You got it? Then I take my salary, whatever that salary amount is that you've figured up, times 15%. And that is taxes. So line one, you have your material costs. And it really should be on line one as I'm looking at this. On line one should only have two columns and not three. It should be number of participants times number of workbooks because I don't create workbooks for every session. I just create workbooks for the entire segment. So 10 participants times $10 for the workbook, and that will be the cost of materials. If I'm buying books, there will be another line that says number of participant, cost per book, total book cost. I itemize it out. Workbook cost, book cost, what my salary is times the number of sessions, because you got to get paid every week. And then you take the grand total of your salary on the next line times 15% to cover your taxes. And you need to do your taxes because you have to cover both sides, the employer portion and the employer portion. Then, I hope I haven't completely confused you. Then I have mileage. My formula is 55 cents a mile, and then the next line shows number of round trip miles. This is important. So if the company is, if it's 10 miles round trip from, if it's 5 miles there and 5 miles back, that's 10 miles round trip. But remember, we talked about I'm going to have six sessions. That means I got to go out there six times. So the number of round trip miles is 60. And it would automatically add it for me, 55 cents times 60 miles, and the mileage is $33. And then I take and I have my business profit. And the profit is, I take the profit from directly from my salary. So whatever my salary was, that number times, and you determine what percentage you want your business profit to be. If it's going to be starting out with 10%, 25%, 50%, if you want to double it, whatever, it's up to you. But my salary times the percentage for my profit, and it gives me my business profit. Over, I go all the way over to the right, it shows me my workshop total. So what that does now is it adds up the $33 for mileage. It adds up $225, which was my taxes. Then I add my salary. Then I add the business profit. I add total material costs, whether you got workbook costs and book costs. You add it all up to get your grand total. And that's how I do my charging. And a lot of times I will know what it is I need to make for speaker fees. It's a much easier salary. It's a much easier formula for speaker fees. I know what my salary is, my business profit. And if I'm taking any materials, I include that in my mileage, and then I add it all up. And a lot of times I start with what I need to make. I may start with my salary. And then from my salary, I find out the profit, the taxes, the mileage, and then the material cost is also added in there. You got to make sure. This is why you can't give fees at meetings, because you need to be able to factor in all of these things. If you don't factor in all of these things, you could find yourself being very busy but not being very profitable. And you really need to be able to make a profit. Even if you are a nonprofit organization, hear me, even if you are a nonprofit organization, nonprofit does not mean broke. Nonprofit means that you have a reserve. So if you are, typically in a nonprofit, you're not selling services, but maybe you're speaking and things of that nature, or maybe you're receiving donations. For instance, with us, we'll eventually have a property rental where we can rent out a community center and things of that nature. We won't just rent it for the cost of lights and water, because we're going to have we want to be able to build a reserve as well, because the funds that come in will help fund the baby closet. We'll be able to use that money to buy the Pampers and the wipes and to have the staff that's necessary to keep the facility open 5 days a week. So it takes a shift in the mindset. Remember, nonprofit doesn't mean that you're broke. It just means that you have reserves, and you still have to be a good steward of the full 100%. I may try to write this out in a simpler form. I'm not sure if you could follow me, but I hope you could. But the whole purpose of sharing that with you is, yes, you're building healthy relationships. Yes, you got to have the discovery meeting to ask the right questions. But when they call you and say, hey, what is your rate to bring me in, you got some questions that you need to ask. You need to find out how many people are going to be there. I had somebody that called me and said, hey, I need a quote. And I went down and I met with them at the discovery meeting. And I said, well, how many employees do you have? They said 350. I said, well, how many would you like for me to train in this particular topic? She said, I don't know. It may be the 10 regional directors. What's your price? I said, well, my price for 10 and my price for 350 is different. I said, where would I train the 350? She said, well, you'd have to go to 4 different locations in one day. I said, well, where would I train the 10? She said, well, you would train the 10 here. You see the difference? Because I got travel to 4 different cities in the state of Georgia and materials for 350 participant handouts versus 10 people in one location. There's no way that I can just give a quote like that unless she says, hey, can you give me a quote for both options? But let me tell you another secret. Every person is not your client. Every person that's interested in your services is not your client. Some people are just interested, and some people are looking for the cheapest. And just because you are the cheapest does not mean that you are the best. I'd rather you be the best, meaning you're offering quality services consistently. And then your prices are your prices because you understand the value that you're bringing. Do not price solely based on someone's budget. You price based on the value that you bring. If I was to train 10 salesmen at the car dealership, and let's just say I'm teaching them on everyone communicates, few connect. That's one of our curriculums, leadership trainings on how to connect with people. It talks about going beyond your words. It talks about being inspirational and being exciting and motivating people. I mean, you're learning about them. You're allowing them to talk about their children so you can see what their needs are, so you can see how much they travel. If I could teach those 10 salesmen how to connect with people and not just look at numbers, because if you take care of the people will bring in the numbers. If I can teach 10 salesmen how to do this for this same company, do you think their profits will increase? Absolutely, their profits will increase. Is there, just because I said, well, this was your budget, I can't just look at that. We have to look at the value that we bring to them. So when 10 people go back, and say only 5 people go back, and will make a significant difference with customers, customer service, with shift, because now their salesmen love people. Their salesmen know how to connect with people. It totally changes the game. So make sure you're not pricing based on what you think people can afford, and that you price based on the value that you bring, because every client is not your client, and you have to be okay with that. You have to be okay with the fact that only 5% of your client will be people that you know, love, and trust. There will be outside of your original sphere of influence, that as your business continues to grow and increase, that the people that you are serving will tell the people that they know. I'm going to give you this last example before we go into our monthly goals. A friend of mine just purchased a home, and she says, my realtor is always sending me gift cards. I said, why is he always sending you gift cards? She said, because I'm telling everybody about his services, and several of her friends have purchased homes from him because of how much she brag on him and hand out his business cards. She said when they purchased their home, she said, Mella, he showed up and gave me a binder with every document that we had signed in this binder. Everything was sheet protected, and it was organized, and it was in order, and he was just such a great person to work with. He spends $0 on marketing, because he learned how to add value to his clients. She's not buying a house every year. She's not buying a house every month. I mean, this is a long-term commitment, but because he made it special for her and for her family, everybody that she knows is buying a house are now buying a house from him. And that is what I want you to do with your services that you offer in your ministry. Now, think about this from a ministry perspective. I will pause and share this, because you're not selling, you're not literally selling anything. But if you love people, you are providing for them an opportunity to learn about God, to lead them to Christ, and you want people to return. Especially if you're a pastor, you know, they may visit one time, but if people don't feel welcome, if people don't feel like they're connected with anyone, if people don't feel like they were loved, they don't return. So you still have to be able to build these healthy relationships and then pour it into the people that's going to touch the people. Because you, as the leader of your organization, can't touch everybody. So you have to have some help. And in the beginning, it may be some volunteers. But you have to do it. I think it was this morning Dan Cathy said, marry the mission and date the method. Marry the mission and date the method. That's what he said. That means your mission and your vision stays the same. It's constant. But how you deliver it, you have to be willing to change when it's time to change it. When your audience changed, when your sphere of influence changed. My audience changed today. When we hosted Live to Lead today, my audience changed. There were business people in there. There were the owner of Chick-fil-A was in there. There was, you know, other city officials were in this meeting. My audience changed today. And when the audience changed, we have to be willing to change. So build healthy relationships and make sure that when you charge, I probably could have said this and saved 15 minutes of the call. Make sure when you charge that you factor in your mileage, you factor in material costs, that's the books and workbooks and any other tools, shipping, all that stuff, factor all of that in. Factor in the profit. Don't skip this part if you are an entrepreneur. The profit, the percentage of profit that you want, your salary, mileage, taxes, because you got to pay both sides to get your overall total. Don't do any work for anybody until they sign that contract. Once they sign that proposal, accompanied with your proposal should be the deposit. And the terms and everything are already outlined. I may do a proposal, but if I can't have a discovery meeting, then we don't even get to that phase, because what will happen is you'll find yourself just giving up your time. You'll be spinning wheels. Your time is valuable. Use that time to build relationships with people that want what you have, not with just the people that need it, because everybody needs it. But everybody may not be ready and desire it at this time. But there are people that's ready for what you have, and they're ready to move forward with you. Thank you for listening in with us today. I'm going to stop the recording at this time, and then we'll continue with our monthly goals.